Telemedicine took a quantum leap during the pandemic, with millions of visits across the nation. Now that both state and federal emergency access is expired or about to be, what is the situation currently? Brian Hasselfeld, Director of Telemedicine at Johns Hopkins, explains the barriers in making telemedicine more accessible.
A couple different barriers. Does my insurance cover it? And can I get it where I'm physically located? They both have some real regulatory challenges ahead of them. Broadly, most commercial insurers covered telemedicine before the pandemic, and we believe most likely are going to continue to do so after. But Medicare and Medicaid insure a lot of people. And for those two insurers and the people insured by those programs, it will be the decision of the federal government for Medicare and state government for Medicaid.
Hasselfeld notes that Medicare's rulesmaking is often the pattern for other insurers. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.